In Tennessee last week, federal judge Aleda Traeger ruled that a law allowing driver's licenses to be revoked as a result of unpaid court costs was unconstitutional and violated due process and equal protection clauses of the 14th Amendment, which, by the way, turns 150 years old today. Now, here's the thing. States nationwide have similar laws on the books.
Across the country, courts, both state and local, impose fines as a punishment for an offense. And increasingly, since the 1980s, state and local governments have also imposed fees on top of those fines, principally as a way of funding essential government services, everything from courts to police to fire departments.
That's Lisa Foster, who's the co-director of the Fines and Fees Justice Center, an advocacy group working against, that's right, fines and fees in the justice system. More from her in a bit, but right now we're going to bring in Dave Boucher, an investigative reporter with The Tennessean. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, I've looked at fees and fines in the criminal justice system more broadly across the United States. I'm wondering if you could give us a sense in Tennessee what the fees and fines look like for folks with these low-level offenses. It almost seems like a criminalization of the poor.
Sure, and there are the amount of the fee and the fine can vary drastically. We've been getting slammed with calls since this ruling came out from people to find out if they're eligible, and we've kind of talked to them a little bit about some of the fines they're facing. And some of them are very low. They're $150, they're $200. Some people have fines of more than $10,000 from different offenses in different counties. They can go up and escalate as you don't pay those fines. The reinstatement fee that is in place can also vary wildly. If you don't turn in your license fast enough after your license is revoked, then the fee can go up. They can charge you a $65 fee for every unpaid violation that you have. And so it kind of spans the gamut. There's a huge range of fees that somebody might have to pay in order to get their license back.
Let's take a listen to Lisa Foster again, who we introduced at the beginning of the segment, because she has some thoughts on the consequences of these types of laws around the country.
Today, 41 jurisdictions, including the District of Columbia, suspend your driver's license, many of them automatically, if you can't afford to pay your fines and fees. And when that happens, you lose your job often, you may lose your housing, you might even lose your children. And the problem is particularly severe in communities of color, both because of the demographics of poverty, that is, majority of poor people in the United States are people of color, but also because of over-policing in minority communities.
Dave, do you agree with that statement?
I would say that the people that we saw affected here in Tennessee were definitely people that are coming from places where they're already struggling financially. Tennessee is a state where public transportation is not readily available. I think in the judge's ruling, she cited an analysis that showed something like 90% or more of the people who are affected by this live in an area where there's not public transportation that's readily available. What the advocates that I talked to here in Tennessee, again, said that people here were frankly all driving anyway, regardless whether they had their license, if it was revoked for court costs, because they thought it was essential. Because, like your advocate said, they might lose their house, or without driving, they might lose their job, or they might not be able to pay to feed their children.
Now, what do the folks who defend this law have to say about it?
So first, let's say there aren't that many defenders now after the after the judge's ruling. Initially, the law was passed in 2012 as a way to bring in court costs. This was something that was pushed by county clerks who said that they were struggling to collect fines, that there wasn't enough of an incentive or there weren't enough ramifications for people who didn't pay their fines. Initially, the bill sponsors expected that the bill would generate $6.5 million every year in revenue for the state. It's unclear yet whether or not that was actually happening. But again, the underlying idea behind the bill is that it would force people to pay these fines that they owe.
Dave Boucher, investigative reporter with the Nashville, Tennessee, and thanks so much for being with us, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
We reached out to the lawsuit's defendants for comment, and the office of Dave Perkey, the State Commissioner of Safety and Homeland Security, replied that they will reinstate all driver's licenses and that, quote, we are doing our best to accommodate our customers. We appreciate everyone's patience as we attend to this matter.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.